The call here is N2UOG. I know G and J sound, let me phonetically, Uniform Alpha Oscar Golf, rather. November 2, Uniform Oscar Golf. And apparently there are a few of us out there also wondering where the scanner net is tonight. So I'm going to turn it over to WA2AQQ and find out, maybe he's got some information that maybe you can come in with your name. And yes, I am a member of the Wantrail Radio Club also. So WA2AQQ, please come in. This is N2UOG.
UOG in the group, WA2AQQ. Handle is Bob, Baker, Robo Baker. Either Ed or Charlie should be on, but I don't know what's happening with them. They usually run the net unless something happened to one of them, or they forgot about it. It could happen.
Okay, okay there, Bob. Nice to hear you in there. I kind of doubt that they would forget that the net was tonight. I think they're pretty good at keeping a schedule. I just hope nothing happened where they had any kind of emergency that would prevent them from coming on. Anyway, I had just acquired a new handheld, the BC-235, the trunk tracker, and I was hoping to get a few pointers on programming in the trunk frequencies. I know if you're going to get any information, this is probably the best way to get it. Let me turn it over to Dan and see how he's doing over there. KC2DHF in the group. Dan?
This is KC2DHF, N2UOG, Sal. Patience with your trunk tracker. You have to be in the tracking mode when you enter your frequencies, your 15 or 20 some odd frequencies, before you can acquire the data channel. That much I know. Back to you, Sal.
And it's work to do with additional.
Okay, Dan, thank you for the information. I'm looking to pick up any information I can on it. I did program a few things in, but the trunk stream doesn't seem to be coming through.
All right, Sal. Well, I don't mean to break up the order here, but let me ask you this. What have you done so far? Have you acquired any data channels or programmed in a full system?
Yes, Adam. In fact, you were next in line. It was Dan, Adam, Bob, and then over to me. So, first of all, I programmed the regular stuff in the scanner, and the scanner works just fine. Sometimes you read the instructions, and there's something you may have to read into the instructions in order to comprehend sometimes, as we all know with HDs. I understand that you can only program one trunk frequency per bank, I believe that's correct. They said something about a serial number or an ID number that I don't know where even to get the ID numbers. I programmed, actually what I did was I took bank 5 and I programmed about 8 or 10 trunk frequencies into that one bank. I just wanted to program them in just to see what I heard. And I hear the frequencies, but I don't hear them locking on. Now that's probably due to the fact that I didn't follow the instructions and only program one into it. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. But as far as ID numbers, I don't know where to grab the ID number from, and it's not showing an ID number. It's just showing the 800 frequency number, but no ID number. So maybe you can pick out what I'm talking about and saying, oh, that's what, that's, explain it to me. Back over to you, Adam.
Okay, Sal. I hear Frank in there, too, and I'm sure he's got something to add. But let me just see. Okay, well, here's a tip. If you didn't read the instructions, probably what you're doing is programming in those 800 channels in the conventional mode rather than in trunk mode. So what you have to do is hold down the trunk button. I think it's once, it repeats once or twice or something like that. It'll do something and then it'll flash trunk, then you program in the frequencies to the for the system. And now I'm just curious what system you programmed in, whether it was the Suffolk County system or you know, DGS or transit or what. Frank picked up and sent it back to Sal.
Oh, very good. Good evening, gentlemen. I just got in myself over here. I don't know where the other guys are, but I'm unable. I can't run this net tonight. I wish I could, but at the moment I can't. But for some good information, Sal, you have to put the trunk tracker into the trunk tracking program mode. So you hold down trunk until you hit two beats, and you'll see trunk flash, and you'll see the indicator flash on the top. At that point, you enter, press 1 for the first bank, and press enter. Now it goes into the trunk search mode, and you'll acquire the data channel. You shouldn't have any problem picking up the data channel. I think you were in Lindenhurst, so you should be able to get that. You probably were not in the trunk programming mode when you put the conventional frequencies in. Also, you need to put in all 21. You have that book that came with the radio. They're listed on the bottom. The last frequency, 868-9875, is a simplex frequency, but occasionally it does work itself into the trunk system. But it's 21 frequencies that you're going to program in to the first bank. The other 9 that are left, you just leave them locked out. It makes no difference. And when you go into the search mode, it'll require the data channel right away. Sal?
Hey, I didn't get the name. Could you just come back with your name, please?
My name is Frank, N2VRA, and I'm in Holbrook, go ahead.
Okay, Frank, N2VRA, Frank. I just wanted to jot that down here.
First of all, I read the instruction book. I always read the instruction book. I read it twice. Sometimes you don't get what they're supposed to be telling you out of it the first time. Sometimes you got to read it 3 or 4 times. You know what I'm talking about. I did push the trunk button until it beeped, and then it flashed on top, okay? I'm not exactly sure what I did because I did it like 10 days ago. But I was going to try to make the next meeting. What I'm going to do is I'm going to run into the other room where the scanner actually is right now, and I'm going to grab it. I don't want to hog the frequency. It's not my purpose to hog this frequency with my particular wondering what I'm doing here. This is for everybody, so let me turn it back over to, let me see, who gets it? Bob gets it, and because I'm just not going to hog the frequency. I appreciate any information I'm getting from you guys, but I don't want to hog the frequency because this is a scan of that, and everybody wants to know about other things besides me. So let me hand it over to Bob, and I'm going to go into my the other room and just grab the my 235. So WA2AQQ, Bob, pick it up. This is N2UOG in the group.
So if I'm going to go back into the lurking mode, reading my email, I'll wait for the net, I guess it's not going to come on. I'll just be listening and you can talk. This is a good scanner topic, so don't worry about that at all. WA2AQQ, I'll be clear. Adam, I just get it.
Okay, N2RCC in the group. Well, Sal, if you're still listening, first of all, we certainly don't mind discussing your problem with your 235. That's what we're all here for, to talk about scanners. So it's certainly not off topic. It's not like you're talking about boats and, you know, whatever, unrelated items. But no, we're not a problem at all. Let's see. Well, I'm just going to stand by here, and we can have our own little informal scanner net. It'll be more like a round table at 2RCC. I'm not sure who gets it. Bob, you want to... actually, no. Bob, you just had it. I think it was a... can't remember the other station in there. Dan, was it? I'm sorry.
This is KC2DHF, Dan. I'll just copy for a while. Brand spanking new to this. I was going to make my debut on the air with Eddie. Unfortunately, he's not out there to hear me, so I'll be on the side.
Congratulations on your new license, then, Dan. And to work, you say?
Welcome to the hobby.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, let me just pick it up, guys. This is N2UOG Sal over here in Lindenhurst. I've got my unit in front of me. I have it on. I don't have it in the trunk tracking mode, but I pushed 5 where all the trunk bands are, and it is locking on some, but of course I don't have it in correctly. So I'm going to unpush 5. So, Frank, I took the frequency, Suffolk County frequencies, out of the book that came with the radio, and those are the ones I programmed into Bank 5 on the standard. Now, if you want to maybe talk me through, I'll do what you say. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Sal. Your problem is that you put the 800 frequencies into the radio in the conventional mode. It wasn't in the trunking programming mode. That's why it's not working.
I kind of figured that's what I did. You know, I probably got a little frustrated, and then I just wanted to program them all in just to see if the thing worked, because it was brand new. You know, it was just nice and new, and I wanted to play with it, and I wanted it to do the new thing, because I've had scanners before, and this is my first trunk. So what you seem to be saying is you push the trunk button until it starts blinking, in which it's blinking now, and it says trunk, and all the numbers are blinking on top. Is that correct, Frank?
All right. Now, what you're going to have to do, listen carefully, this is what you're going to have to do. First, press manual. All right, turn the radio on so it's scanning, and eventually whatever. Just, turn the radio off and then turn it on, okay? Press manual. After you press manual, you're going to press trunk and hold it down until you hit 2 beats. And after you see the thing flashing, you're going to press number 5, which is the trunking bank you're setting up, and you'll press enter. Now, you have to enter all your 800 frequencies. Now, trunk bank 5, what does that begin at? Your 30, but that's channel 151. I think it's 151. I might be right. But you have to enter all of the
121
over again. And that puts you in the trunking mode. Once you enter those frequencies one at a time in each of the channels, then you press search. And now you're in the search mode for the trunking system. Copy?
Okay, Frank, I copied that. It's 120, and Bank 5, it seems to say it's showing 121 to 150. Bank 6 is 151 to 180, I think. So, I copy. I understand there what you're saying. What you're saying is turn the thing on, press manual, then press trunk until it beeps or blinks, which it will do, and then press... sorry. I think you said press bank 5 and then enter, or after it started to blink, press enter. I'm sorry.
All right, Sal, what's very important is that you press trunk and hear 2 beats. You have to hear the 2 beats and you'll see things flashing. That's what puts you in the trunking programming mode. If you have multiple trunk systems set up in your radio, as I do, which press trunk and you see it blinking, you only press trunk once and you see the display blinking, and then you would press the trunking bank you want to monitor. So that makes it selective for the different trunk systems you could monitor in different banks. But you must hear 2 beats when you go into the programming mode. The programming mode is different than the selective bank mode. Now, you want me to run it through one more time? I'll be glad to.
All right, I did that. I pressed trunk, I heard the 2 beats, and now it's blinking on top. That's what I have, it's blinking, and it says trunk.
Okay, now you want to set your trunking bank, your trunking system in bank 5. So press 5, then press enter. And you'll see the 121 should be flashing. That's the first frequency in bank 5. Now you have to enter those 21800 megahertz frequencies one at a time, and enter the same way like you did conventionally. you know, 868-9875, enter. And then hit manual to go to the next channel, and et cetera. Go right down the line to hit 21.
Hey, Frank, I did that. I pressed enter. I pressed 5, and then I pressed enter, and it showed 120. You know, I'm at channel 121, but what I'm seeing is one of the frequencies that I did already enter. Which was 865650. So that came on when I pressed, after I pressed bank 5 and I pressed enter, it went to channel 121, and that frequency is displayed in the display right now. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Sal, that's what you're going to see. All of the frequencies you already programmed incorrectly in the conventional mode will now appear in those channel numbers. Just ignore them and reprogram everything you see. Just as each one comes up, just reprogram it, because now you're in the trunking programming mode, okay? Those frequencies didn't disappear when you went into the trunking mode. They were still there in those banks, but they weren't programmed in the trunking system. So enter them all over again, exactly like you have them.
All right, Frank, but since they're already in there, can I just press enter because the display is already displaying the frequency in the display?
Negative, negative. You have to re-enter all of the frequencies because you can't just press enter and enter them all in one shot into the trunking mode. They individually have to be entered. When you're in the trunking programming mode, all of the frequencies have to be entered. You entered them all in the conventional mode, and that's why they're appearing in channels 121 to whatever it is, 140. I can't count, but you know, the 21, 142. You have to re-enter them, and you have to do each one at a time. And now you should be in the trunking programming mode. So go re-enter all of those frequencies, and you should automatically press. Then you press search, and then you'll be picking up the data channel. And you'll hear all the stuff.
Okay, that's clear. That's fine. I appreciate that. This is what I need, is a little more insight from somebody that's done it before. You know, a lot of things I can very easily do, but some things it evades me a little bit. It's just one of those things. But I understand everything that you said clearly. Now, when I'm in the conventional mode and I want to go into the trunking mode to listen to trunking, is it that you just push the trunk mode until it flashes and then press search or what?
While you're in the conventional mode, if you want to listen to the trunk system, keep in mind the fact that you programmed the trunk system in Bank 5. So while you're in the conventional mode, simply press trunk, you'll see the display flash, and then after you press trunk, press 5, and it automatically goes into the search mode of the trunk system. When you want to get out of the trunk search mode, just press trunk again, and you go back to conventional.
All right, Frank. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. I wonder where Ed is tonight. I do intend to make the next scanner meeting. I believe it's at Hooters over in Hopog. Can you just enlighten me on the exact night this month, Frank?
Sure, Sal, no problem. It's this Thursday, about 7:30. We meet there. Be there for a couple hours, and if you can try and make it down here, I'll definitely be there. And I have some scan list information for you. As a matter of fact, if you come down, I'll be more than happy to set your scan list up and show you how to operate it. It's very easy.
Okay, I'm looking at my calendar here. So it's the 18th. It's this Thursday.
Roger, this Thursday at 7:30. It's in Islandia, next to the LIE.
Yeah, it's the old Ponderosa, my stomping ground. I know where it is exactly. I think it's 58, I believe it is. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. My calendar is clear for Thursday evening, and who do I look for? It's Hooters.
Who do you look for? Okay. All right, I'll give you a description of myself. I look like ZZ Top, and I'm covered with tattoos.
Okay, it should be pretty easy to find. Now, seriously, I don't know how many guys attend. I don't know if you have a particular table. You walk in to the right or to the left.
Mike, give me an insight on that.
All right, Sal, what we usually do, we, you know, we all get there around 7:30, quarter after 7, something like that, and we kind of meet outside. We meet outside before we walk in. You'll see guys standing around in a group, and that's us. You know, just come over and say hello. You'll see, I don't know if you met any of us or not, but we were just hanging around over there. We usually get 8 to 10, sometimes a few more. A nice group of people would come out. It's very nice environment. So, come on out, and looking forward to seeing you. And I have some scanner info to bring to the meeting, and I also have bring your radio. I'll remember to bring my glasses so I can see this stuff sometimes. And I'll be glad to set up your scan list and explain the entire trunking system, how it works. And, you know, what to look for and how to work the radio. Any questions, we'll set you all up and you'll get the most fun out of it. I enjoy the trunking radio. Have fun with mine.
Well, Frank, I'll be there. I'll be there for sure. I'll look for you guys. I drive a black Chevy Monte Carlo and with a few antennas on it. So I certainly will be there at no later than 7:30. And we'll see we'll see what trouble we can get into down at Hooters. No, that's my wife. No, not that kind of trouble. Radio trouble. All right, Frank. Let me again. I appreciate the information. I don't want to hog the net because there's other people that might have interesting and questions they might have about their particular scanner. So I think I'm going to stand on the side to play with my scanner, but I will be listening here for anybody else's questions and comments. This is N2UOG. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Sal. Very good. We're looking forward to seeing you on Thursday. Unofficially, there is no net at this time. Like I said, I just got in the door about 10 minutes ago. I ain't nothing yet, and they had the water off out here today. And I got numerous things to do, but I would hang around the radio a little bit. Perhaps I'll be back in a little while. I don't have the format in front of me to run the net. I wish I would have known ahead of time. I could have made some arrangements possibly, but it's kind of an open discussion, and we'll be back in a little while, and if anybody else is on, we can have a little round table about scanning or trunking or whatever. Good to hear you in there. So I'll be on the side listening for a while. Thanks to VRA. Talk to you soon, pal.
Okay, Frank, very good. I'll see you Thursday. This is N2UOG. Anybody else out there have any questions or comments or interesting frequencies they might have heard during the past week or two? This is the scanner net. It's Ed's net generally, but he probably ran into some difficulty and wasn't able to get on the air tonight.
This is 2OIK, Brooklyn. Name is Todd with a question for the net.
Okay, Todd, welcome to the net. Our regular net controller is not here, so we're kind of just passing it around to who's ever in there. It's become an informal net tonight there, Todd. So if you want to just throw out your question, possibly someone is out there that may be able to answer you. Over.
Okay there, once again at 2OIK. I was just wondering if any of you guys out on the island heard of any news of the Long Island Railroad Police upgrading their radio system. I noticed some type of repeater noise coming over their frequency in the Queens area. And somebody was telling me they're in the process of upgrading their system. I don't know if they're going to remain on the old VHF system or move to UHF 800 or stay with that. So I was just wondering if anyone had that information.
Yeah, this is N2VRA. Let me see if I have it. Todd, N2OIK, N2VRA. I don't have any information on any kind of an update or a system change. But I can tell you this much, that there's basically two frequencies, 160.455, 160.455, and 160.905, I believe the other one is, 160.905. And there's not too much being heard on these frequencies, so I would assume that they are using another type of frequency or system someplace else. I don't know where it is or what it is, but it's just too quiet. Not much traffic being passed, so I would assume that they're using other frequencies, and I don't know what they are. What?
And to what, CJ?
Okay.
Okay, I missed the very beginning of what the comment was, Frank, but I caught the end, and those frequencies kind of perked my ear up for a second there. I heard you mention the railroad police, and I just was wondering if you could repeat the question, or the person who posed the question could repeat it for me.
The Long Island Railroad Police was upgrading their radio system. I know 160455 is up and working. I heard them today. They were transmitting. It was down a couple of days ago. They were having some problem with the receive site. But I think they're going to go to a repeater mode on the same frequency because I am hearing a repeated carrier. So I think they're in the transition of taking their old Motorola radios and upgrading them to a new Motorola type radio.
Okay. Well, as far as I know, they're not going to change the radios themselves. What they're using are Motorola Saber 2s, and they're pretty advanced radios. The only thing they won't do is trunking. So, as far as the conventional end of things go, it could do repeaters and whatever else. So, as far as I know, they're not changing their radios, but I do know that they have some allocations on 800 megahertz. And they do have a trunk system that at one time was operational. I never did hear any information or transmissions on it, but the control channel was up and the system was running for many months. I haven't checked it recently. I don't have it in any of my radios, but so that they may be switching to 800. Also, you mentioned you heard the carrier on 160455. That's interesting. I haven't been listening, and I'm curious to begin to listen to them again because I didn't know that they may have been transferring to a repeater system. As far as I know, they've always been simplex, where there were many receive sites throughout Long Island at the different towers. Which is like, I don't know, the Divide in Hicksville and one in Harold, I believe, in Jamaica, or near Jamaica, I think the outside of Jamaica. But that's interesting. I'll have to monitor that. Over to you, Frank, and to RCC and to VRA. I'd rather other way around than to VRA and to RCC.
RCC, one last question, OIK?
Sure. I think the question was, when was the last time I saw them? I saw them a couple weeks ago, and they were still using the Saber 2. I missed the end of that, though. Could you repeat it?
Yeah, I agree with that. Very good. Exactly. In any event, 165, I think that it's not used as a primary frequency. I think there's some other frequencies out there. Because there is sort of a lot going on with that agency, but you're not hearing very much. Especially out here in Ronkonkoma, there seems to be some problems with the railroad parking facilities from time to time. And I've monitored that frequency, and it's not used that often. It's still active, but I've also heard them on the VHF topic. Where those railroad police will call. So I don't know if they're involved with the trunk system, the 800 trunk system or not. Let me turn it over to, what's his face there? The guy I saw at the ham fest. I forgot your name. RCC. Go ahead.
Okay, Frank. Thanks. Yeah, name is Adam. I think you were referring to me. I know for a fact that they do have an allocation on 800 megahertz, and it was up and running at one time. It's not either the Suffolk Motorola or the NASA EDAX GE system, obviously, but it definitely is a system. It's a Motorola system, and it was up and running. I don't know if it still is. I also have seen some 800 megahertz spectras in the some of the police cars. So they definitely do have the ability to go on 800. I don't think they're currently using it, though. As far as that 160455 frequency, I believe that is their primary. Now, I want to mention I haven't listened actively to that frequency in about 6 or 8 months, so they may have switched over to something else. But Frankie mentioned the lack of activity. There is a lack of activity on that frequency, but it's mostly because all you can hear is the dispatch end of it, and very rarely, unless a unit is right in turn with you, I guess you live in Holbrook or whatever, right in your area, you're not going to hear the unit replying because they're pretty low power. Even the mobiles are only 25 or 30 watts, I believe. And you know, the portable is probably like 3 or 5 watts at the most. So that may be the explanation for the lack of activity. But I haven't listened in a while, so there's a possibility that they may have switched to a different system. But I guess now that you guys kind of take my interest in it once again, I'll start monitoring. Back up to the station and pose the question. I never got your name or call. And who are you saying?
2OYK, your name is Todd, Brooklyn. Yeah, I was over at Penn Station about a month ago, and I noticed that the units over at Penn Station have the Sabre 2 radios. So I guess more or less they will stay with that because they can switch over to the train frequencies and talk to the towers. And I guess the 800 radios, they use, like somebody was telling me, for mutual aid, and now that Suffolk County PD has an 800 system, I guess they have their radios programmed up for that too, for inter-agency mutual aid.
Frank, do you want to pick it up?
Okay, Adam. Yeah, sorry about the name. Now I remember, of course, yes. Yeah, I don't know. Why don't you guys carry on about this? I'm going to skip out and grab a bite, and I'll be back in about a half hour. I'll be listening over here. I'll join in if it's active and join the round table. So we'll talk to you in a little bit. To OIK and the N2RCC and the group N2VRA.
Okay, sounds good, Frank. Yeah, very good, Tom. As far as the Sabre 2s, yeah, they're definitely still using them, and the reason for that is, you know, like you just mentioned, so they could talk to the towers and the trains and whatever. So they'll probably stick with those portables on VHF for a while, and they're definitely doing something with 800, but I'm not sure what. And if I do hear anything, I'll drop a message in on the net, and I'm sure it'll get back to you eventually. Anyway, I'm also going to clear out of here. I have some studying to finish up. I have my last exam that I'm ever going to take in high school tomorrow. And I'm happy to get it over with. Awesome. Soon to be getting it over with. But I'm going to finish up some last minute cramming. I think it was OYG and 2OYG. I'm probably messing it up completely. Tom, pick it up, N2RCC. I'll be clearing your file.
Okay, your name is Todd, Tango Oscar Delta Delta, call November 2, Ocean International Kilowatt. Alright, catch you later. We'll say 7-3 for now. Have yourself a good one, and I'll be monitoring the frequency, and 2OIK will be off and clear.
Sorry about that, N2OIK and 2RCC.
This is KC2 DHF with information for the net.
KC2 station, go ahead.
This is KC2 DHF. Regarding the Long Island Railroad, at their control point in Jamaica, they can cross patch to the 800 system in Suffolk so that the patrolman and Nassau can talk to a police officer in Suffolk via patching through their console at the control point.
So there are in fact four standing from 800 to VHF.
That's an affirmative.
Do you know the frequency that they're using on the 800 or the area in the 800 that they're using?
It's part of the trunking network, and it would be one of the county-wide talk group identifiers. I'm not sure which one it is offhand. If Frank was still out there, he would probably know.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I guess they're using that also, right, as a mutual aid type thing, because I noticed the primary communication, especially here over in Queens, I'm getting like a repeater type setup. I think they're going to be putting a repeater up on the frequency. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give a scan through on the Nassau County system, and maybe I can fix up.
Add to RCC with a quick additional before I totally get out of here.
Got RCC.
I didn't realize you were in Queens. The repeater you're probably hearing is the one in Penn Station. Or there's, I believe, one in Jamaica. So that repeater, I don't think that's a system-wide thing. I know I can't hear it from where I am on Long Island. I'm in Belmore, which is about a half an hour from the Nassau-Queens border. But there's a good possibility that that repeater you're hearing is not any new upgrade or anything. It's just part of the system over there near New York City.
I'm aware of Penn Station. They're on the 320 frequency, and this is 455. I'm picking it up, and I normally never pick that up. But I heard they were doing something with their system, upgrading the VHF. Just wanted to, you know, confirm that. They have a Long Island Railroad net on Monday nights. I got on there, but to get the information hopefully for next week, and then I can confirm it.
Okay, QSL. Yeah, I was just speculating. I really didn't have any strong, you know, any evidence to back up, other than, you know, I thought maybe that's why you were hearing that machine. But anyway, I'll be listening, and to what you say. And by the way, what's the date and time of that Long Island Railroad net?
A Monday night, 8 o'clock, 441-400.
441-400. Okay. Thanks. And to RCC.
Another station that was in there, I believe it was KC2. I didn't get the rest. I apologize. And to OIK.
It was KC2DHF. I sort of concur with that, but I know they have capability out of their control in Jamaica of cross-banding onto the Suffolk 800 system.
Did you ever hear anything pertinent to upgrading just the VHF system itself?
Negative.
Okay. Yeah, well, I know Suffolk County, they went to the 800 system. But it's a little bit hard to hear in the city for obvious reasons. It's like kind of low power. It isn't tremendous to get it over here. But on their primary frequency, like I said, with the road, with the trains, everything's still up and running. I think it would be kind of crazy to run remote receive sites throughout the island and see how that goes.
All right, I'm going to be on the side. I'll listen, and thanks for your input there. And if anyone else is out there, go ahead. And to OIK, back over to you, KC2DHF.
T2WM.
M2WWM, M2XOJ.
Good. Well, as you see, you haven't heard on net control, Ed, or Charlie. We must be under the weather. I'm not sure. I haven't heard.
Curtis, do you have Charlie's phone number? I don't have it. I have Ed's, but he's not there. And Frank is on, but he can't handle it. Do you have Charlie's phone number? 2WWM, M2XOJ. N2WWM,
N2XOJ. N2XOJ, N2WJL.
Chrissy?
This is the only guy that I know that owns 250 pieces of equipment and insists upon using one with a dead battery.
I got rid of one last night. N2WWM, N2WWM, N2XOJ.
Stand by 1 second, N2WWM. I had something happen over here.
Hey, but just while you're having something happen, do you have Charlie's phone number, yes or no?
Yes, I do.
something happened over there, get straightened out. Can you call him?
I could, but I know the last few weeks he was a little bit under the weather, and I know that Ed is out of town. He should be back by Thursday for the Hooters meeting. Could try to stand by to WWM.
B2XOJ is standing by with bated breath. Richie, how you doing?
Look, bated hook, but bated breath. Well, I'll tell you, those Rams must be having a field day, Alex. Actually, I'm doing pretty good. Getting close to my my next point of debarkation here. Going over to a friend's house to finish off some stuff for a dinner that's coming up this Thursday night. And it's all very... I gotta remember how to do this here. All our little insies and outies on these streets in East Meadow. But we'll find it just the same. Let me leave you some space to get back to Curtis. And I will be in the listening mode enjoying this conversation. And two, WJL will be listening only.
But you can't be with us at Hooters on Thursday. I'll see you later, Richie. S2XOJ standing by. We should point out for anyone on frequency, whether or not amateur radio operators, there is a scanner net meeting this coming Thursday evening at Hooters. Exit 58, Long Island Expressway, North Side Service Road, starts at 7:30. And if you like, bring radios, bring books, bring all sorts of goodies, and it's a rather interesting two and a half hour get-together. This is N2XOJ.
N2VRA, this is. KC2VHF, stand. This is KC2VHF. I'll be listening.
KC2DHF. This is F2UOG Dan.
N2UOG, this is KC2DHF, Dan.
Okay. Well, it was nice to get on tonight. Had a little informal group. But then I guess Ed's out of town as far as I know, from what I hear. So I guess maybe the net will get back to regular schedule maybe next Tuesday evening. In the meantime, I'm gonna take a ride down to Hooters on Thursday night and meet some of the guys that are on this net. It should be fun. I'm gonna bring my scanner along and maybe pick up a few more pointers from Frank and Adam and the boys down there. It seems like a pretty friendly group. But then again, you know, pretty much everybody in this hobby is friendly, and it's nice to hang out with, whether you're at a club meeting or a ham fest or whatever. I wonder if you made that ham fest last Sunday at the Briarcliff College Open.
That's an affirmative, Sal. I'm talking on the rig that I bought there. How does it sound?
Okay, Dan, very good, very fine. Yeah, I was there myself. In fact, I was selling. It was my first attempt to sell there, and I did pretty good. I wonder if you passed by my table. I was the one with the couple of bombs.
Probably did. I was looking for a first-time rig, and... Sid from Limark put me onto the Icon Fun Van, and I did a little talking and I did a little wheeling and dealing, and I wound up with a brand new one at a good price.
Terrific, Dan. Yeah, I went into the van myself, and I was just sort of like gaping at, especially that the Icon 775. Very, very nice radio. Nice price tag to go with it. If I was to get a
another radio, it that would be it. Not that I'm dissatisfied with what I have. I have a Yaesu the FT-990, which is a pretty good radio. But I guess we all strive for something nicer than what we think we have. But it's all in the game, and it's fun to do anyway. Yeah, I brought a couple of non-ham related items to get a little attention to my table, and it worked. So I pretty much sold out everything I had, and I ran home and picked up a few of my catalogs and ordered a few more stuff, more stuff with the money that I made from the ham fest. My wife says the money burns a hole in my pocket, and I guess she's right. Yet.
Don't admit anything to them. Don't admit anything. You say you're in Lindenhurst now. Did you program your 235 for the Suffolk system?
Yeah, Dan. I was looking at my frequency guide, and there was a number of places in Suffolk County. I took the Lindenhurst because it was the closest, but I imagine if I had programmed it to Huntington or places like that, it would work just as fine. But I turned it on and I didn't hear. I still don't hear anything. It's going through the searching, but I still don't hear anything or see any ID numbers. Maybe it's just a quiet night. I kind of doubt it. But I feel let me go down to Hooters. Let me meet the guys. Let them show me firsthand. I don't see what I'm missing here, but maybe I'm missing something. I guess that's the best thing to do.
Sally, you located in Lindenhurst?
Sure, I'm deaf.
Okay, I just turned on my 895, and there's plenty of activity.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me just check this thing again here. 865, 867, 850, and search. I really don't hear anything. It's bouncing up and down the frequencies here. And 867, 868, 860. I don't have 8, what'd you say? You had 895?
I'm displaying my talk group. The Suffolk County system is the simplest, the United States type system. Once the data channel is acquired, your unit basically does all the work for you.
Yeah, okay, Dan. Apparently I'm a klutz here, and apparently I did something wrong, or I didn't program something in right. It's moving through the channels, but I'm not hearing anything. It's not locking in on anything. And let me just hit search. And it's in the search mode, in the trunk track, and I don't hear anything, and it's going through 860. Going from 867 to 866, a few frequencies in within those banks.
That's a roger, Sal. If you have internet access, there is a way of resetting the 235 central processor. You press a couple of buttons and you hold them when you're trying to use it on, but that'll clear everything that's programmed in there, even in the conventional mode. And you would have to start from scratch.
Yeah, no, I don't think I want to do that. What I'll do is I'll just go into Bank 5 where this is, and eliminate the frequencies that I put in there. But I don't think I'm going to do anything until I get down to Hooters on Thursday night. Because I want to know if I did something wrong. I want to know what I did wrong. I don't want somebody to just program it and hand it to me. I want to know why I didn't do it right, because I just want to know. What didn't I do right that I didn't catch here. That kind of bewilders me. I guess it's just a couple of nights away, so I'll just hang in there and find out just how big of a klutz I am over some coffee for a damp.
Yes, Al, don't blame yourself. Blame the book. I hit it just by luck, really. I did like you did, and the more I read the book, the more I got confused. And I said, the heck with it, I'm going to do it this way and see what happens, and I did, and it worked.
I hear you. Well, the first thing I do, you know, a lot of times I get something and I just love to turn it on, but I always read the book. And what I do generally is I read the book then a second time and then just sit the radio in front of me and actually go through the sequences as I'm reading the book again, so I don't... And generally it works out just fine, but every once in a while is a glitch and I gotta try to focus in on a few things here and there. Sometimes it's my fault, I imagine. Sometimes it's the engineer's fault that sometimes writes the book. Sometimes the engineers write these books for other engineers to decipher. That's the situation. So how long have you been into amateur radio there, Dan, I guess?
As a matter of fact, brand spanking new. I was on the air for the first time last night. I got my license in April. It only took me 30-some-odd years to get it.
Well, congratulations, Dan. Congratulations on getting your license. It's a nice hobby. I've been in it since 93, just a little bit over 5 years now. And I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. I kind of wish I would have gotten into it a long time ago. The age here is 49. So, I guess my excuse was, well, you know, bringing up a family and this, a job, and it could be mirrored to most of us out there as to why we didn't do things. And then suddenly one day I kind of said, hey, let me see what I can do. I hear there's a new no code license that I might be able to get, and I joined a local club, and here I am. And I enjoy the hobby. I upgraded a few times, and I really enjoy. I enjoy DXing and pretty much all aspects of the hobby. I'm not into the digital mode. I do have a computer, but I'm not into packet or radio or anything like that. Basically, mostly sideband voice, but I do occasionally get on CW just to keep my speed up. This is N2UOJ.
WM. We'll let WM take it.
Alex and anybody else in support still listening. I spoke to Charlie's wife. Apparently, he's very tired. He's doing his E's right now. So apologize and for the net, and probably be one next week. There is an event going on tomorrow up in Hicksville, if you get a chance. I think it starts between 3:30 and 9. Between 3:30 and 9. You didn't get to see the Funmobile, the ICOM Funmobile. This will be your last chance to see it in the New York area up at CQ headquarters up in Hicksville, 25 New Bridge Road. CQ Communications up on 25 New Bridge Road in Hicksville. The fun van will be there, and we'll be in the air there till the evening hours. From what I was understood to know. So you didn't get to see it at the Weimar Camp Fest this past Sunday. You get to see it tomorrow night.
Hey Alex, thanks for that information. I, for one, did see and was inside that Funmobile, and it is a Funmobile. If you like amateur radio and you like ham radios, it's certainly going to be a Funmobile because it's packed full of HF radios and VHF and UHF, and a lot of antennas on the roof, and it's very colorful. So I certainly did enjoy seeing it, and anybody else that might want to see it, they should get over to the CQ building on Broadway, 25 Broadway in Hicksville. I believe it was going to be turned over to you there, Dan, so you can take it. KC2DHF, this is N2UOJ.
Thank you for that, Sal. At this time, I got to leave the net and say goodnight to all you guys. This is KC2DHF 73.
Hey, Dan, 73. And I myself am going to leave the net also myself. The wife calling me for coffee. It's 9 o'clock, and uh, I
me to sit down and watch a little TV and do a little relaxation. It was nice to get on and meet you guys tonight. I will see you, whoever goes down to Hooters on Thursday night, and again, we'll see what kind of trouble we can get into over there, talking about radios and whatever. So this is N2UOG. We'll be signing clear, and 73 off.
UOG and 2WW. Let me just say, you did a great job. I'm going to have to put you on the assignment list when Ed gets back. Maybe an alternate net control. You did a fantastic job. I was listening pretty much to, and I guess I heard Frank sign out there. Good luck with that trunk tracker. That's for sure. The name is not Alex. Alex is somebody else that was on a little while ago. And he asked me to call Charlie, and I did. His name here is Curtis. And so we spoke before. To you, RK, and it was WW on.